Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
Years ago, on my first pelagic birding trip in the middle of foggy Monterey Bay, the onboard naturalist yelled, "Comic turn!" I asked the lady next to me, "Did he say comic?" "Yep," she replied. And even this premier birdwatcher could not distinguish at that foggy distance between the common and the Arctic tern. They look a lot alike, especially from the deck of a rolling ship. So we had to make do with the combo, comic. Not something to add to your life list, but I think of it as my first probable sighting of a champion migrator. Terns are closely related to gulls. I think of gulls as the basic Ford 150 pickup truck. Durable, tough, long-lasting, but not too fancy. Terns are more delicate, can turn on a dime, and hover nicely in place. To me, a bit more like Porsches. In the Bay Area, Arctic terns are usually seen far offshore during late summer and fall. They fly south from nesting grounds well north of the Arctic Circle all the way to southern Chile, traveling as far as 15,000 miles. In its average 25-year lifespan, an individual Arctic tern may fly over 500,000 miles. These terns spend more time in daylight than any other species on Earth and were considered for many years the longest migrator on the planet. Until, that is, researchers outfitted some sooty shearwaters with radio tags and tracked them for over 200 days. These albatross relatives leave their New Zealand breeding colonies and fly all the way to California to spend the austral winter in our summer. Here they feed just offshore on krill and squid in our nutrient-rich water. In the fall, they funnel back to New Zealand, covering a total of 40,000 miles. Arctic terns are too small to be electronically tagged, so we can only estimate the distance they migrate. Sooty shearwaters do go the farthest, but Arctic terns still win the sunbathing contest. And we can see both of them right off our coast. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.